The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
All right. You're back.
We're back.
We're back. You're back. We're all back.
Are we all back?
Yeah,
it looks
Scott
like
Lombard in here. What's the name of that magazine?
Yeah, Sunshine State Racing Magazine.
Sunshine State Racing.
Carnac.com, your online racing community.
Enough of that, Scott.
That's a
Not
double.
You, Scott.
The doubler.
Other Scott. The Scott who does the commercial.
That's another Scott.
All right, man. I'll tell you what. Bonehead.
Yo.
Listen, Rob. There was an election this weekend.
Presidential?
The presidential election.
Absolutely.
Presidential politics is a wonderful thing. And this was the TBARA, Tampa Bay.
Go ahead. What is it? What's TBARA stand for?
Tampa Bay Area Racing Association.
And that's the president speaking.
Is this the president-elect Lenny Puglio?
That is correct.
All right. Welcome to Inside Florida Racing, Lenny. That's Rob Bonehead Elting you're talking to. And I'm Jack Smith, and we have Scott Lombard, who's the publisher and of the new magazine coming out in January. He's here with us, and he may have a question or two for you, too. So go ahead, Rob.
Lenny, nice to talk to you. We know each other. I'm a native Floridian Tampan, so I obviously know you for many years of being around Tampa and having your Corvette place. And you've been a figure with your with racing now and sprint cars with some of your drivers that you have for a while in the TBARA. Tell the folks about this new voting in of you as the president, and what's the future of the TBARA? You know, I'm hearing all kinds of things. Fix me up. Tell me what's going on.
Well, we're not really going to change too much in it. We're just going to try and take it to the next level. Don Ream, who's been the past president for the past 12 years, did an excellent job bringing the club out of extinction to where it is now. We have car counts as high as during speed week, 37, 38 cars. On a normal race night, we'll have between 24 to 28 cars. And we're just going out and looking for a little bit more advertising to try and raise the level of the club. And hopefully Don's going to still be with us. We're going to make a position for Don, and he's still going to be sell the tires and the racing fuel. And you know, he's been an icon in the club for so long. The members thought we needed change, and, you know, we'll see what we can do and go from there. That's, you know, basically what we're doing, you know. And
so
we've got some other members coming in, got the big 400 race coming up, you know, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. You know, and then we got some racing coming up at the PIR show in Orlando. That'll be a USAC race, and we plan to attend both those. I still own a USAC car, which is a non-wing car. You know, USAC doesn't run any wings, but I really like the Winged Outlaw Sprint. Dave Steele's been driving for me for the past 3.5 years, and I sold all my wing stuff to a local guy, a land developer, and Dave is still going to be the driver, and my crew chief's still going to be the crew chief on it, and probably the whole crew will remain the same, but this way I can devote more time into, you know, working with the TBARA and trying to get, you know, take it to the next level. That's what it's all about.
So are you guys looking for more racers in your organization? Are you looking for an even better show than what you have? I mean, you guys really put on a great show. Me, being a late model racer, I think that you guys show up and you bring everything to the table and really put on a fantastic show, from the flagman to the officials to the guy in the Jeep running around.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the club, what we're basically trying to do is we're trying to promote and find a major sponsor for the club. We've never had a major sponsor. You know, like you have other sprint car clubs have a auto parts, O'Reilly Auto Parts is their major sponsor. And we're going to go after that. And we got some businessmen as some of the officers in the corporation. And you know, we're all looking to the same thing, just to take the club to another level, but and improve it, you know, do a little more advertising, do a little more, some more promotional stuff with it, and, you know, that's basically what we're going to do. We don't want to change anything because the floor mat of the club is really known all over the United States as one of the, it's actually one of the oldest and best clubs in the country, you know. So other than that, you know, all we can do is try and make improvements on it. It's definitely been a great club, and I've enjoyed running with it, and you know, Dave likes it, and you got some pretty big names that have run in this club, you know, in the past, and we have memorials for a lot of those people that have passed away, and we want to kind of step those up to 50 lappers this year. In other words, all the memorial races, we plan for them to be 50 lap races, and we're going to do our best. You know, if you win it, you get $2,000, you know, and just try and improve everything, you know.
Right. I'm definitely one of the drivers that I think out here in racing is for leveling the payouts. You know, there's guys that talk, oh, wow, we should be running for $4,000 to win, and we should be getting yada yada to do this or that. What are your feelings in some of the payout structures? Because you've been involved in it for a while now, and you see that it's not about money. It's about guys showing up to race.
Right. If you go into racing to make money, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
You know, well, one problem is, it, you know, it's hard to go out and find a sponsor. To run a sprint car on an evening, you know, any of them, if you buy three new tires, you know, a right rear, a left rear, and a right front, you buy your alcohol. Alcohol's going to be up about $4.25 a gallon this coming year. It went from, when we started, it was $2 a gallon. And now, I just paid $3.75 a gallon for alcohol at the last race. So what I'm sitting here saying is, you know, the cost factor, your gas in your truck getting to the racetrack, you know, you're stopping and eating before the race, stopping and eating after the races, you know, and everything. You know, you can win $600 or $700, and you haven't covered your expenses, you know. And, of course, your driver, he gets his cut out of the purse, you know, and goes anywhere between 20% to 50%, depending on how good they are. And, you know, it's just, we need money all the way down the ladder.
Absolutely.
Know? Even and like, show-up money is only about $220, you know, for showing up and starting a feature, you know. Well, if you... You know, we're going to try and raise that to, you know, get it up in the 300 mark, you know, and do that. You know, and it's just, you know, it's hard to get money from people. And, you know, the economy's not in the best of shape right now. And the racing part of the economy, it takes special people. You have to be a racer to want to go to the races, you know. And NASCAR has taken Saturday night racing down the tube as far as my concerns are, you know, because when people can sit at home and watch a race in their living room, get up out of their chair, go to their refrigerator, you know, it's a lot more, number one, economical. It's a lot more comfortable, and you know, that's what a lot of it has come to, you know. So we're trying to survive out there. And you know, you go to Indianapolis, I go up to Indy a lot, and they run races 7 nights a week. That's how big racing is in Indianapolis. And, you know, they have all the tracks up there, dirt and pavement tracks, you know. And down here, if you draw 4,000 people at a race, you've really done something. Up there, you go to a Wednesday night dirt race in Kokomo, Indiana, and there's probably 10,000 people there. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know. So, you know, and it's hard on people, especially when you got families and stuff like that. You know, you just got to do the best you can do, you know. And we're trying to hammer out money from, you know, donations, and trying to get some, you know, a major sponsor, and, you know, just trying to, you know, it's been a great club, and for any club to be around as long as it's, you know, been around, it speaks for itself, you know. So that's about all I can say.
Well, it's nice to hear that there's not going to be a lot of change there. That was my concern.
No, Don had the club running real good. We had a few issues in the club and stuff like that, but we hammered them all out this weekend at our annual meeting. And, we look to, we want Don to be a part of the club. And, it's just the way it needs to be. He's really the icon of the club. And so we're going to continue and try and raise the bar, and it is all we're going to do. We don't have a problem with – there's a few rules that were changed and, voted on by the club members. Everything's voted on by the club members. So, hopefully rules book has been in existence a long time. The procedures on where you start and where you don't start have been in the book, for years. So, and it's just like they try and make the club – we don't qualify. You go on points on a four-race average, and the points leader always will start 12th as long as he makes the transfer in his heat race, which is each heat race the top four transfer automatically to the feature. So, and usually we have with 24 cars or 27, we'll have three heat races. So, once you get over 26 cars, they usually go to a B main and pull them out of that. But
Lenny, let me ask you something. What brought on the voting for a new president?
There were several issues going on over the last couple years. It's just the way the club was running and the direction it was running in. And club members, they saw what was going on. And, I decided I saw what was going on. And we wanted to, I said, well, I'll run for president. And, we voted for a change, and it's just, I don't want to pinpoint any one problem. It's just, there were a few issues and it needed to be resolved. And, sometimes changes are good, and I hope and I'm sure it will be. We're going to do a good job, and that's what our goal is, and we're working on it. Started Sunday morning. The election was Saturday afternoon, and we've been hammering away at it. Today, tonight, we had another meeting, and, we're just trying to get things straightened out. And so when Speed Week comes up, we'll have everything in a row and be able to run our program. And, we're going to try and give the crowd a little bit more than they've been getting and, see if they're happy about it all. And we'll know, we're going to, the promoters have been calling me, and we got meetings with them next week. And, a lot of the schedules can't be set up until NASCAR posts their schedules, because a lot of tracks will not run on the weekends that NASCAR runs. So, that's where we're at there.
Lenny, we got a few questions that people sent in to us that, knew you would be on the show and wanted to check out. One is, do you anticipate any change in the purse structure?
That we're definitely going to try and get that accomplished. Raise the purse. Yes, that is primary, probably one of the most important things on the issues that we have to contend with. That is probably the primary one, and we want to end up. We're a club. We do scoring by, actually individuals do the scoring. We want to buy our own transponders and have like USAC runs and like NASCAR runs, so we don't depend on the individuals to do the scoring, and then we eliminate errors and all of that kind of rigmarole and stuff going on. You know what I'm trying to say? But
yeah, you guys get around so fast. Transponders would almost be a definite must. It would be tough to score one of your races.
I'll tell you, if you ever,
I was thinking when you run, like when we go up to run the 500, the little 500, I've run it three times, and when you get up there and you start out with 33 cars on a little bull ring racetrack three wide, let me tell you, you got to have transponders to score them by hand.
I don't know whether they
probably did do it, but I don't know how they ever did it.
They ask each other, hey, what place are we in?
Going on.
They ask each other, what place are we in? And they're like, I don't know, just keep going.
I've been in the tower a few times, Lenny, when the TBARA was racing, and watching the scores is, man, It's an
impossible sight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost hard to describe.
It's a race in itself.
Well, I think at DeSoto one night, we ran a 30-lap feature and ran it in 5 minutes, 49 seconds.
Right,
ran
right.
Flag to flag nonstop. Let me tell you, that's getting around there. And then I know it.
That's not enough show, though, Lenny.
Huh?
That's not enough show. For the fans, that's not enough show, so it needs to be 50 lappers at least.
Right, right. Well, you know, a lot of those cars, you know, they burn a lot of fuel, and the tanks on them are only about 20. Most of them are like 27 gallons.
Right.
Some of them even have smaller ones. And,
okay.
You know, the problem is when you run a 50-lapper, boy, you got to really can't have a lot of cautions and all else. The fuel becomes a problem then. See, in the little 500, we run a 40-gallon tank, and we do, and you're on a shorter racetrack. But when you run DeSoto, you know, it's quite larger than, you know, the little racetrack at Anderson that you run the 500 on, so you're going to burn a lot more fuel because you're in the throttle a lot longer. So, but, you know, it all works out good. You know, it's all about having fun. And, you know, people that race, most of them, you know, they don't do it for a living. They do it because they love it, you know. And I've been in all facets of racing, you know, drag racing, go-kart racing, offshore boat racing, you know, and you know, I've just enjoyed it all. You know, I kind of wish I'd have got into sprint car racing at an earlier date, but you know, it didn't work out that way. So,
go ahead.
Go on ahead.
Well, I was going to say, which racetracks in 2008 will the TBRA be at? Basically, like last year, or what? Any changes
well, our
there?
Speed Week usually starts out all the same, or has it? We start out at Inverness. Then the next night, that's on a Friday night. Then on Saturday night, we go to New Smyrna, run New Smyrna on Saturday and Sunday. And then the following Saturday night, we come back and run DeSoto. And we have a lot of people from up north down here running because of, you know, the winter set it there and stuff like that. Now, they're supposed to have a real big crowd at the 400 coming up. They said they got like 36 cars, so that'll be a good race, you know. But, you know, it's like anything else, you know. We're planning on somewhere our race schedule is going to be between 20 and 24 races, you know. So we'll be running probably DeSoto quite a bit. We're probably going to run Ponte Gorda quite a bit. Bobby Deal has contacted me, and, you know, we got to sit down with them all and hash out a schedule. And, you know, nothing's really gonna change. So it just, you know, keep her running.
Well, we talked about
for more money, you know, one of those kind of deals. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so we talked about the purse structure is going to change. What's the purse you guys have been running as opposed to what you're going to change?
The purse, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, have you been running for 2,000 to win, and it's going to change
no,
to three?
The purse to win on a normal 30 lap night is $1,120.
Okay.
What the first place guy wins?
What'd the last place guy get?
Depending on how many cars he...
20 cars.
20 cars?
Yeah.
I'd say the last... I haven't looked at all that, but I'd say the last place car probably gets between $200 to $300.
So how's it going to change?
How's it going to change?
Yeah, what's it going to change to? What's the winner going to get, and what's the last place guy going to get?
Well, what we want to do is take and try and get the schedule up to where it's $1,500 to win, and then it pays back accordingly the way it is now. And we want to take and pay more money from sixth on back.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, when a guy shows up at the racetrack, if at all, you know, we'd like for him, as long as he starts the feature, instead of getting $200, would take and get somewhere around $300 or $100 or maybe even $350.
And you guys don't have any entry fee, right?
Entry fee?
Do you guys have an entry fee?
No, we pay $25 to get into racetrack, though, and then we pay for a pit slab at a few racetracks, you know, but no. Uh-uh.
So would you guys entertain paying an entry fee to get more payout?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get sponsorship for people to make up the difference along with what we get paid in the purse from the track. Is
right.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get individual sponsors, you know, that'll take and put up money. And then when we run these memorial races, we want to take and pay $2,000 to win,
right,
and $350 to start. You know what I'm trying to say.
And those would be 50-lap races, right?
Yeah, 50 laps. You know, and the crowd gets more for their money, the track promoter gets more for his money, and everything like that.
Well, you know, we've done, on Karnak.com over the years, we've done all kinds of different surveys. We've done some that were, you know, pretty, I would say, professionally done, and then some that were just, you know, loose like surveys on message boards and things like that. We've surveyed this whole thing upside and down over the years, and every way we do it, the TBARA comes out as the number one touring series, the fan favorite every year, and that's been every year since we've been doing that sort of thing, which has been like 9 or 10 years. And
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, they're on top of their game. It's really an established club and got a good foundation on it. You know, all we want to do is just leave everything pretty much the way it was. We just want to try and take it to the next level and, you know, get the pay, you know, get the racers and, you know, let them make a little more money, you know. I mean, they spend a lot of money. You don't ever get paid for your time, but if you could at least get paid for your expenses, you know, it would help out. So, you know.
Right. I know as late model racers, I know that we have to pay an entry fee, $150 or $175 or $200, whatever it is. Then we had to buy tires. We got to buy everything. We spend $1,000, and it's about the same way. You know, the way I look at it, I'm just glad, I guess, the tracks
are
there.
A late model driver whining to the president of the TBRA. Hey, just joking, man. Hey, Lenny, Scott Lombard, who is coming out with the new magazine, in January, he's got a question for you here.
Lenny, it's Scott from Sunshine State Racing. How are you?
Yes, how you doing?
Congratulations on the on becoming president of the TBRA. One question is, you keep talking about bringing it up to the next level. The program you're telling us is staying the same. Is bring it up to the next level, just the purse? What are you looking to do?
I want to bring the next level up so that we have a larger fan base, more people coming to watch the TBARA run, and I want to increase the purse. I want it to be better known than it is. I want more advertising on the club itself. I mean, you know, all the little things I want to do, just take and make it into bigger than what it already is.
He needs TV. You need TV exposure is what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. If we got that, it could take, and, you know, and then we had, that, you know, the, what do you call it, what they took off the air, the, you know, Cruising Scene TV that used to show races around the state of Florida.
Oh, right, yeah.
Sure.
38 or whatever it was, 32 or whatever it was.
Yeah, the cable opportunities are big.
But there's another racing channel that's fixing to come out. Maybe they might, have you talked to those guys at the PRN? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Have you talked to those guys with the new racing channel that's fixing to come out?
Who is this? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, PRN. Some guys from who were with ESPN or Speed, one of the two, I forget now. We had the gentleman on our show. On the front page, actually, of Karnak.com, there is a link to the website where they're still they're doing some stuff where they're still working out the major sponsorships and all that sort of stuff, but I think we're going to hear something probably by the PRI show, because they've been doing this all year long.
Is this PRA out of Indianapolis?
I think it's out of Ohio, Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I'm going from a poor memory right now, because we talked to...
Are they the ones that were going to run the old Silver Crown cars and run the series?
Oh, no. This is a completely different thing.
Now, these guys are going to have all kinds of racing on, and I think that the TBARA would be right up their alley for programming, because they're going to be looking at 24/7 programming of races that are going on. So,
yeah, the deal is to cover all the kind of racing that is just not quite up to
NASCAR standard.
Yeah, like Speed, you know, a lot of stuff. There's too much. There's so much racing going on, and this is what they came up with. There's so much motorsports out there, but speed only has so many, you know, things they can put on, and so it's an alternative to that. And he's absolutely right, because I'm more and more remembering now, but the TBRA is exactly the kind of series that, you know, would be up their alley, so to speak.
Well, I think that the local in Florida racing, the TBRA, when you go watch one of their races, that is very worthy of being filmed by some, you know, a film crew. If you had TV cameras all over the place and cameras inside the cars, imagine the footage that you could put off, you know, during one of these races, you know, during the 5 minutes of that 35 laps over there at DeSoto. You imagine the film that you could have gotten, you know, and how interesting that would have been. And they could have stretched that 5 minutes out over an hour.
Actually, it's TRN. It's the Racing Network. It's TRN.
Oh, okay. TRA was another division that.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, it's the Racing Network, and their website is theracingnetwork.com, and they have a survey that they're doing because they need to show the major big-time sponsors the numbers, and that's the sort of stuff they're doing. And then they have a message board where people can go ask questions and whatnot, and there's tons and tons of questions and you know, thousands, literally, of questions and answers on there.
Well, there's more to racing than NASCAR for television, and it's going to take you know, the general public out there to realize that, and somebody to stick their neck out and start stowing some stuff, you know, that's more interesting than just, you know, the 40 races of the NASCAR season.
Right. Oh, I agree. I think if a person's a real race person and he ever does go to a winged outlaw race, you know, and it's so much different to watch him on pavement than it is to watch him on the dirt.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know.
It's scary to watch him on the asphalt.
It's scary.
Oh, yeah.
It's scary.
On the dirt, yeah. On the dirt, you can stand it, but on the asphalt, I'm telling you, it puts me on my feet every time, and I can't get enough of it because they never just run quite enough laps.
Right, right.
Which is great, because people look for
it. I like them to run a lot of laps because, you know, it makes the guys that have to start in the back give them a little more time to get to the front. You know what I'm saying, so.
Well, I know David likes to run as many laps as they'll have.
Yeah, and he likes to run up front in all those laps.
That's one thing. You picked a great driver. Now, let me ask you something. Is old man Dave Pletcher going to be doing some more racing in the sprint cars?
We tried. We were going to put him one in about 3 or 4 months ago. I still talk to Dave a lot. You know, he's a great late model racer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he ran good in the sprint cars, you know what I'm saying. But
well, he won his first race. That's what he always tells me. You know, I won my first sprint car race. I'm running that thing.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
I remember when he was.
I've watched him win a lot of races, boy. I'll tell you what, in a late model. I didn't watch him too much in sprint cars. I really wasn't into it then. I got involved in it pretty much after he was out of it. But I've been friends with him a long time. I remember when he raced at Daytona.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Years and years ago.
That's right. He's one of the only guys out there that's got a true NASCAR trading card. He was a true NASCAR driver. A lot of people didn't know that. Hey, listen, it's been great talking to you, Lenny. The TBARA is going to continue to be great. It's great to hear that you're going to keep Don in there. Is Wild Child still going to be the flag man?
Pardon, I didn't hear you, Josh.
Is the Wild Child still going to be the flag man?
We're working on that right now. We had a conversation, one of the...
What's he want, $100,000 a year?
Because he loves it.
I know.
So we're going to see. We're going to try and, you know, keep everybody in the circle, and hopefully it'll all work out. But tell them guys that want some TV exposure to come on down and watch this race.
There you go.
A lot of fun, you know.
All right. Good deal. Lenny Puglio, new president of the TBRA, thank you very much for spending some time with us. I'll let you get back to your pals at dinner there.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Take it easy.
All right. Bye-bye now.
All right. There you have it. The new president-elect of the TBRA, Lenny Puglio.
Yeah. Send your cards and letters to feedback@realracingusa.com.